This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Keith Drake joins us in studio. He is chairman of the Republican Party of Albemarle County. That's right. That's the right title.
It's Albemarle County. You got it.
All righty. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Coy.
Let's talk about, first of all, let's tell folks about the event tonight so that they can prepare for it, the folks that want to be there. I'm sure there's some folks listening who haven't heard about it yet. We'll hear about it now and we'll be there tonight to get this information. When, where, and what is going on tonight?
Tonight at 7 o'clock, Coy, at 7 p.m. at the County Office Building in the auditorium, we will be holding our Truth in Taxation Town Hall meeting. This is part of our overall Truth in Taxation campaign to bring more openness, honesty, and fairness to the budgeting process in both the county and the city.
And how's it going to work? It's free. You just walk in and you get different speakers.
It's a free event. It's open to the public. It is underwritten by the Albemarle Republicans, but it is open to anyone in the city, in the county, in outlying areas that is concerned about government spending out of control, anyone who got a huge increase in their tax assessment a couple months ago. And it's going to be a two-way conversation. We have a panel of experts, folks who have helped localities fight rising taxes in other parts of Virginia. They're going to be there to offer their advice. But the most important part of the meeting is to hear from the average citizen, the average taxpayer, what rising taxes do to them personally.
Well, you mentioned the reassessments that just happened. And, of course, the property in Albemarle County has gone up on the average 30% in the last 2 years. It's just astronomical. It's still going up. It's not going up as fast, experts say, this market here, but it's still going up. But we have to deal with the fact that our property now is worth 30% more than it was just 2 years ago. And explain to us the connection between that new assessment and the tax rate. I want to try to keep this really simple. Start with the very basics.
Right.
What does that mean when we say the tax rate, the assessments? Connect this for us and give us some numbers.
Well, as we all know, the county, part of the county budget, part of county spending, comes from taxing its citizens on the value of their homes. What happened 2 months ago, as you just mentioned, the assessments, the value of people's property in Albemarle County, went up by an average of 30%. There is a formerly little-known state law that we have been quite vocal in educating people on that says, quite simply, when assessments go up, the tax rate must fall proportionally so that the amount of money that that creates is the same. It's actually the same plus 1%. There's a little bit of a bonus in there for local government.
And the tax rate, again, to remind folks, the tax rate is in cents per $100 of value of the property.
That's right. So you take the value of your property, you divide it by 100, and then multiply that by 74 cents was our last tax bill. And that's what the tax rate was, 74 cents for every $100 of assessed value.
And this tax is what we pay to the county. They split it in half, and you pay it once in the summer and then once at the end
of the
year.
That's right, every 6 months. What this law has done, though, in Albemarle County, right now, as you and I are sitting here in the studios of WINA, our tax rate in Albemarle County is 58 cents. State law requires that that tax rate has dropped to 58 cents. It's not an issue of semantics. It's not an issue of viewpoint. It's an issue of honesty and integrity. And the intent of the law is to protect the taxpayers so that the budgeting conversation starts, for example, this year, at 58 cents, and then county government has to justify to the taxpayers how much above that 58 cents they need to increase.
So Keith Drake is with us. So it was 74 cents before this latest assessment.
That's right.
And you're saying that after the assessment, there is a state law that that tax rate automatically drops back to so that the income to the government doesn't change except 1%.
1% greater.
Now, if those legislators on the Board of Supervisors, our representatives on the Board of Supervisors, decide that they want more income as government, they can have this discussion. They're not prohibited from raising the rate back up to where it was in the 70s.
That's right. If they meet certain legal requirements, they can raise the rate. An example, 2 years ago, our tax rate was 76 cents. It dropped to 61 cents. And then on March 28th, 2005, the Board of Supervisors published, as required, an announcement that they wanted to raise the rate from 61 to 74 cents. And I am reading from that newspaper ad. It says, this would be an effective tax rate increase of 13 cents. But what happened is because it went from 76 down to 61 because of the law, back up to 74, they all claim they had provided 2 cents of tax relief. That is disingenuous. My tax rate went up. My tax bill went up. That is not tax relief.
And this is what you mean when you refer to truth in taxation.
Absolutely.
Setting the record straight. This can be a gray area. And if somebody from the Board of Supervisors steps up and says, hey, we're going to lower this tax rate 1 or 2 or 3 cents.
It's not a lowering.
And in fact, it's not. They're raising it from what the law has automatically set it at down to what's now 58 automatically.
That's right. And it's not any rate above 58 cents is not a tax cut. It is more money to county government. Give you a quick example. Over the last 7 years, since the year 2000, our county population has grown 10%, moderate growth. But our county budget, county spending, has increased 79% over the same amount of time. School enrollment has increased only 1.6% total over that 7 year period, but the school budget has increased 63%. One has to ask the question, where is all that money going?
Where is it going?
Well, we're gonna tell some folks tonight at our Truth and Taxation Town Hall meeting, again, 7 o'clock at the county office building. We will be exposing a line item in the budget that has grown nearly 6,000% over the past 4 years to nearly $1 million. And it's money that we honestly don't know what it's being spent on. I'll read you real quick one line from the description of that department. It says, quote, the department's work is designed to be a positive, effective, and relationship-based functional partnership to all division teams in a collaboratively cross-functional environment where all leaders, executive directors, and assistants support. I don't know what that means, but I know that there's nearly $1 million of our tax money being spent on that.
And the department has a name, which you'll reveal tonight.
That's right.
At the meeting at the county office building.
That's right.
And I imagine the Board of Supervisors will be there.
They're all invited. Everyone's invited. City Council, Board of Supervisors, and I hope that they do come and listen to folks and hear the responses from our panel of experts. Hear from taxpayers that enough is enough. You have to justify any tax increase, and any rate above 58 cents is a tax increase.
We're talking with Keith Drake, the chairman of the Albemarle County Republicans, and the phone lines are wide open at 977-1070. What do you think about this? Let's pick up the phones, give us a call, share your 2 cents, and chime in. This is Charlotte Hill Right Now. A quick break. We'll be right back with some phone calls. You're listening to Charlotte Hill Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA. We're talking with the chairman of the Albemarle County Republican Party. Keith Drake is in studio talking about the event tonight, Truth in Taxation Town Hall meeting at the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, the county office building, I should say, in the big room where they usually meet, right?
That's right.
The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Let's welcome Steve to the program. Steve has a question about the Board of Supervisors. Steve, thanks so much for the call. You're on with Keith Drake. Go right ahead. Steve, hello. Let's go to Tom on the other line. Tom, you're on with Keith Drake. Go right ahead. Hello. Hello. Well, the phones are all screwed up. So, well, I don't know what to do. This is a small market radio, and the phones are all screwed up. They're here. I can hear them, but they can't hear me.
I hear you.
Hey, Tom, go right ahead.
Yeah, hi. Yes, Mr. Drake, what his position is on land use taxation for the Republican Party. He said he's identified $1 million item. Land use is representative of about $40 million in the last 4 years, $12 million this year, represents about 12 cents out of the 74 cents on the taxation. And the county's own data shows that the land use that it was supposed to protect, they've lost 16% of its assets in the last 10 years. So it seems to me a $40 million investment with double-digit losses is something to be looked at. So I'd be interested to hear what your position is on that. Thank you.
Tom, thanks for the call. Go ahead, Keith.
Tom, thanks for your question. It's a good one. We don't have a specific position on that very detailed item. It sounds like something that we need to take a closer look at. And I would encourage you to come to the meeting tonight. There will be ample opportunity for everybody to speak out, to suggest ideas like you just suggested for places to look. But I'll remind everybody that our Truth and Taxation campaign, it doesn't end tonight with our town hall meeting, 7 o'clock at the county office building. It doesn't end on April 4th with the final county government budget hearing. And it doesn't end on April 11th with the final budget vote. We're going to keep this up year after year after year until we're convinced that government is interested in being good stewards of our money.
Let's go see if we got Steve on the line. Steve, are you with us? Hello, Steve. Let's try Steve now. Steve, you there?
I'm here.
Go right ahead. Sorry for the confusion.
That's quite all right. First of all, I'd like to thank the Republican Party, being of the other political persuasion. I was somewhat taken aback that it has to be just one party. It should seem to me that both parties ought to be represented, and particularly I think all the supervisors need to be there, given this is an election year. But regardless, I have a question for you. With the 58 cents, what do the border supervisors have to do to raise that? I mean, can they just do it arbitrarily, or is there some statute, or how does that work?
It's a good question. The law that we've been talking about before, and let me just give the reference. It's section of the code 58.1-3321. There's two sections, Part A and Part B. Part A says the rate gets lowered when the assessments go up.
And Part B, automatic.
Automatic.
Okay.
No argument.
Because I never knew that until this moment.
I didn't know it until 2 months ago. Somebody brought it to my attention. I'd heard rumors of this law. But this Truth in Taxation flyer that I gave you a copy of, Coy, we have distributed 9,000 copies throughout the county over the past month. But to answer the caller's question, subsection B of that section of the code says the supervisors or city council can raise the rate if they, A, publish a notice in the newspaper that they intend to do so, B, hold a special hearing on the tax rate, and then C, deem that additional money is necessary. And let's be clear, it is a tax rate increase. It is an increase in tax money. It is an increase in government
spending. Because
the
assessments went up so much.
That's right.
Since the last time. Yeah, yeah.
Our rate was 74 cents because the assessments went up 30%. The rate has dropped to 58 cents to create the same amount of money plus 1%. There's a 1% bonus in there for local government.
I think Steve has a good point, because I'm sitting here listening to all of this and I'm reading the flyer in front of me, and this does not at all sound like a partisan issue to me.
It
sounds
is not.
Like this is a citizen's issue. This isn't Democrat or Republican. This is the way the law works, and you're making an effort to educate people so that they understand more and they can ask better questions of those that we have elected to serve on the Board of Supervisors.
I think whether one is a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, or an Independent, they all should demand, no matter your political persuasion, good government. And good government starts with good budgeting. And so the caller is right. This is a nonpartisan issue. Tonight's event, although the Albemarle Republicans are happy to take the lead on this issue, we invite people of all political parties to attend.
We're talking with Keith Drake about taxation, Truth in Taxation. The phone lines are still open at 977-1070. Roger's on the line. Roger, thanks for the call. You're on with Keith Drake. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Keith, I was calling to ask if you knew about the Supreme Court decision that established the property taxes, legitimate means of taxing citizens to fund local government and the public schools in particular. And I believe it was a 5-4 decision, but I didn't know what the name of it was or what year it was decided, and whether any citizens groups have ever challenged it, particularly the senior groups who are most vulnerable to these increased assessments and tax increases.
I am not aware of that decision. I thank you for bringing that to our attention. It's something else that we need to look into, and I would encourage you to come tonight as well. There has been just, when we started this campaign 6 weeks ago, Coy, we thought we would simply create a little flyer, put it in people's newspaper boxes, educate them on the law. This campaign has grown. I get home every night, and there are a dozen or two emails and voicemail messages about people who got the flyer. Some have gotten it electronically, and they offer good advice, they offer good analysis, and they want to jump on board with this movement.
And when the tax rate automatically drops according to state law, your personal burden of the property taxes is not falling. The tax rate is resetting itself automatically to reflect this big jump in the assessments.
That's right. As a starting point, we are not accusing anyone, city council, board of supervisors in the county, of violating the law. Let me be very clear on that. What we are accusing them on is not the letter of the law. We are accusing them on violating the intent or the spirit of the law, and that is to provide truth in taxation for the citizens, and that this year, 58 cents is the starting point. 58 cents will create more tax revenue from property assessments than it did last year, and that should be the starting point. Are we a growing county? Yes. Do we experience inflation? Yes. Do those factors justify a higher tax rate? Yes, as a Republican, I want a tax rate increase above 58 cents because we need it to address the needs of a growing county. But how far above 58 cents, that should be the argument.
Steve is back on the line. Steve, thanks for calling back. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question about the process of assessments. I don't know if either one of you have ever been involved in talking to anyone about how they go about doing it.
It's absolutely maddening. I mean, they talk about, when you talk to someone there and you finally get them, they talk about comparability of your house as compared to another. But it's just absolutely crazy. We got hit with a 30% increase out here in Earliesville.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's nice to know that your house is worth a lot more, but that's only paper money. I mean, it's paper. It's not real money.
Right, right.
Because you have to come up with a difference in the taxes. But just talking to someone about how they go about assessing your house is just, it's just absolutely bizarre.
You know, Steve, I've got a buddy who had requested a reassessment because he thought the original assessment in January came in too high, and they knocked about 10% off. But while he was going through that process, the assessor told him that all the county assessors, they don't have to stick to a standardized methodology. They can determine on their own what methodology they assess by, and that's scary in and of itself.
Yeah, well, you talk to any real estate appraiser, there's these formulas they work with, but you also know, if you know anybody in the real estate business for any amount of time, those comps are a bit of, there's an art and a skill to getting the comps where you want them so you can get the loan you want, get the house you want. There's a little bit of a fudge factor and some artistic skills in getting those comps, and you wonder to what degree that's happening with the county.
So let's take away that fudge factor. Let's take away that subjectivity. One proposal is to tax on acquisition value. The Constitution of Virginia requires that the tax assessments be based on fair market value. But if I bought my house this year, who's to say what the fair market value is next year or the year beyond or the year beyond? Taxing on acquisition value with maybe a moderate increase year after year would take a lot of the mystery out of the process.
Tonight at 7 p.m. in the county office building, a Truth in Taxation town hall meeting sponsored by the Albemarle County Republicans. But this is a nonpartisan affair. Be there, be square. Looks like it's going to be very interesting. And Keith, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.